Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
Welcome back to the Michael K. Show. Hopefully everybody's either enjoying us on Yes or on 98.7 ESPN. We're here for you. 3 to 7 every single day. 2:55 to 7 is the better way to put it. And help you through this crisis. And something that's really helped us through over the last couple of days has not only been NFL free agency, but also Tom Brady leaving New England, which certainly affects the New York area, especially Jet fans, because ding dong, the witch is dead, right? And now we'll see how Bill Belichick can move forward without Tom Brady. So we wanted to get a Boston perspective from somebody who's covered Brady, that knows the New England Patriots, knows the Boston area. He's our very own Mike Reese, covers the Patriots for ESPN. He joins us here on the Michael K. Show. It's Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Don. Peter, hope everyone's safe, and great to be talking with you.
Yeah, it's good to have the distraction, and we do appreciate this. So there's so many different directions to go into, but I guess the first question, and it's going to sound like a broad one, but why did this happen?
Oh, boy. How much time do we have, right? So here's how I would boil it down in the simplest, simplest way. I talked to someone who, you know, was pretty close to it, and I would say that Tom Brady, this to me would be the best explanation. Tom Brady had gotten to the point where he probably felt like he had squeezed everything he could out of the 20-year relationship with Bill Belichick, because Bill Belichick and some of the decisions that came over the last couple of years, where Tom had two contract negotiations that didn't result in years getting added on to his deal, had pushed him to that point, and that the only thing that would have made Tom maybe shift his stance was if Bill Belichick had changed his this offseason and maybe come to him and said, look, I know this hasn't been that easy the last couple years with these contract things, but I'm committed to try to make this work. Let's hammer it out together. And that never came from Bill Belichick, and Robert Kraft, the owner, had deferred to Bill Belichick to make the choice. So I guess that's, in simple terms, that's how I would boil it down. But as you know, there's probably a lot more layers to it than just that.
Absolutely. And we could have read the tea leaves 3 years ago with Garoppolo on the team, the drafting of him, the heir apparent to Tom Brady, and then him getting traded away. And the information was that Kraft stepped in and said, no, Tom is not leaving. We're not going to have the heir apparent. If that is the case, then why did Kraft step in 3 years ago and not now?
I think that the counter to that, and I don't know this for sure, is that maybe he didn't step in 3 years ago. You know, that information that had been floated out there maybe wasn't the reality, and that, you know, Bill Belichick has always said, like, I'm going to make the decisions that are in the best for the team, that help us win. And, well, they were high on Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, Tom Brady still led them to two Super Bowls. They won one of them, right? And
right.
I know the one they won, they only scored 13 points. So I don't want to sort of give him more credit than he necessarily should get for that. But so I don't know. You know, I think that would probably be the pushback to that was, did he really do that? Was Bill Belichick really inclined to turn to Jimmy Garoppolo at that time? Or was there a thought that he still wanted to ride with Tom Brady? I'm not sure we really know the truth on that one.
And I've been kind of going on the thought of, boy, Tom must be really anxious to do something in the NFL that isn't attached to Bill. You know, even if it's just going to the playoffs with Tampa, having a good season in Tampa, yeah, he may not win another championship, but at least have something on his resume that isn't attached to the greatness of Bill Belichick. Is there some truth to that, do you think?
Possibly, but I'm going to give you a counterpoint from,
okay,
and this is my opinion more than anything I know for sure. I actually think there's a part in him that might be some sadness there. The idea that he would have loved to have gone wire to wire here had some of the factors around him been different, and that there was more of an outreach of Like, if Bill Belichick had come to him, I do believe this, and said, I want to make it work. Like, let's do this. Like, I think that would have been his number one choice. But he can also, Tom Brady can realize, like, why would he do that? He doesn't really do that. That's not him. That's not his way. So he accepts that. And because of that, then I go to your point, well, if it's not going to be that way, look, I have the opportunity to be free. I don't have to be in this, I might view the way we build a team a little bit differently. And so I can be a free agent. I want to go see what it looks like somewhere else and what it feels like somewhere else, because these other factors aren't in place here.
It sounds almost in that sense like any relationship, right? Like a marriage or any working relationship where things eventually break up. A series of little things that over time added up to being enough reason to leave, as opposed to it being something he just had to do, had everything stayed the way it was originally.
I think that is really well said, and I'm going to hold myself accountable here. At the end of the season, you know, I was writing a piece on ESPN.com of the Patriots free agents, and I was just predicting odds, you know, of whether they would return or go somewhere else. And I want to tell you what I put down for Tom Brady. I said, I felt there was an 80% chance that he would return. And here's why I did that. I felt like at the end of the day, Bill Belichick would realize, like, Tom still gives me the best chance to win, because if he's not here, what do I have? Which we can get into that a little bit. There's no Jimmy G right now that they can feel great about. And so that's the Bill Belichick piece. And at the end, I thought he would be more, come to Tom and express that. And then I felt like that would be all Tom would need to say, all right, let's do this. But that never happened. And so we don't really know how, like, did Bill really want him back, or was he ready to turn the page? Like, I don't know the answer to that question, because one of the interesting dynamics of the way Bill Belichick negotiates is he sort of doesn't make oftentimes the first move with an offer. He lets you go out and see what's out there, and then sort of says, oh, come back to me. And at that point, Tom said, well, if you're going to let me do that, like, maybe it is time.
For more than 80 years, Nissan has been there for you. And now is no different. We're offering flexible payment options for current NMAP customers. Our service departments are here to help. And for future owners, we're now offering more help. Deferred payments for 3 months on 11 models. Plus, we'll cover your payments for up to 2 additional months. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on 10 models. This is help when you need it. Visit NissanUSA.com today to learn more. Nissan, innovation that excites. Offers available to well-qualified buyers on purchase of an eligible 2020 Nissan from new dealer stock when financed through Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. Subject to NMAC credit approval and max term limit. Subject to residency restrictions. NMAC special APR cash amount is capped and varies by vehicle from $500 to $2,000, which customer can apply toward up to 2 monthly payments. Customer is responsible for all payments. Delayed payment must begin 90 days from date of contract. Accrual of interest commences from contract date and consumer responsible for accrued interest. Dealer participation may vary. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details, including list of eligible models and service availability. Offers end 6-1-20.
Talking to Mike Reese, covers the Patriots for us here at ESPN. It's on the Michael Kay Show after the exit of Tom Brady and inevitably signing with Tampa. I guess that'll be official soon. All right, you mentioned moving forward, what they have. They've got picks. They maybe can trade up. I'm hearing conversation about maybe Hill in New Orleans. Maybe you give up a first-round pick for him. What direction do you think the Patriots go now that Tom is gone?
Well, they have two quarterbacks on the roster. So it's Jarrett Stidham, their fourth-round pick last year out of Auburn, and Cody Kessler, a journeyman, you know, backup who has some starting experience. They're going to add a third quarterback at some point, because you got to have more than two. I would say that the quarterback they add is going to be more of like a lower-cost veteran. Let's say the Colts with Phillip Rivers coming in there. What do they do with their backups? Brian Hoyer is one of them. He'd be sort of a fit there. And when I say that, like, that tells you to me, like, I think it's going to be Jarrett Stidham. And they're going to see, they like him. They're going to see how it looks when he actually gets a chance to play. And maybe it's like Tom Brady was in 2001. It's easy to forget now, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, wasn't the Brady we know now. Like, they had a great team around him, and you saw what happened. So I think that, to me, is probably the greatest odds here, that it's Jarrett Stidham getting the chance with a veteran that has some starting experience at a low cost behind him.
So we've been arguing throughout the week. Michael has really feels strongly that the Patriots win this division regardless. And him and Greeny made a bet, and Greeny took the field. I'm 100%, I think Don is too, firmly in Greeny's camp that the odds are stacked against the Patriots. What do people feel about the team generally? Was it the team from the first half of last season, or the team that could not win a meaningful game late in the year against Miami?
Yeah, and when we say what do the people feel, you meaning like here in New England, like the fans?
Correct.
Around the team? Is it? Well, this not happy right now, you know, and wondering what's going on, you know, more defections than additions in free agency. But really, I mean, it really comes down to Tom, right, and the quarterback position. And some, I would say the majority, my sense of it, are very disappointed that this was the end result. They want to see him finish here. And there's a few that I would say, a smaller percentage, I should say, that realized, like, well, at some point it had to end. And so this is a little bit earlier than maybe we would have liked, but like, they were the oldest team in the league last year, guys. They ended right. The year with 17 players 30 years or older.
But
no NFL team had more. So they need to get younger. They need to clean up some of their salary cap. So this is sort of I'm calling it a reboot. You know, rebuild, I think, is – they got a lot of good players. I think rebuild is too harsh, but reboot with the critical question at the game's most important position, quarterback, which makes it so compelling.
Well, we do have breaking news here. Adam Schefter's reporting Saints head coach Sean Payton has tested positive for the coronavirus. He told ESPN on Thursday Payton is the first person in the NFL world known to test positive for the virus. So there's even more information coming down. Mike, before we let you go, you're a Boston guy, right, through and through.
Yeah.
Where does he fit? I hate the Mount Rushmore. I wish they put another president on the Mount Rushmore. We're always stuck with that four, right?
Yeah.
So what is the Mount Rushmore of Boston athletes? I have to assume Tom is on that.
Oh, he is on there, and, you know, he'd be the first one I'd, you know, put on there with Bill Russell, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Larry Bird. So I got Brady, Russell, Bird, and then I'm going with, you know, I got Ted Williams, I got Bobby Orr on the hockey side. I love Raymond Bourque, but yeah, he probably is going to fall off. I know you need four, and I'm giving you more, but those
I know.
Are some of them, you
know? I wish they put another few presidents up there so that we don't have to stuck with just four. Four just doesn't seem to be enough. Mike, I know it's been very busy for you. Hopefully you and your family are okay during this whole thing. Thanks for giving us a couple of minutes.
Really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks a lot to Mike Reese, covers the Patriots for ESPN. So, Peter, it was inevitable. Names are going to continue to come down here, and famous people. So we've already seen an undisclosed out of a senator in the NHL. We've seen, what is it now, 7 NBA players testing positive with the 4 Brooklyn Nets that we heard about a couple of days ago. And now we've got our first NFL name, Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints.
Yep, like you said, we are going to keep getting these names over and over again. It still sounds weird every time you hear it, and you hear it's a meaningful, powerful figure like that. And, of course, the NFL is the one league. Like, right when you mentioned Sean Payton, Don, because we've been so steeped in NFL news, I wasn't even thinking coronavirus. I thought you were going to say, you know, Sean Payton fired, and I was like, what? Or, you know, Sean Payton steps down. That's how much the NFL, unlike every other sport, has really been about the sort of sport over the last couple of days. So kind of sends you right back to reality, to what really everything's about right now.
Normally we probably wouldn't call attention to it because there's so much going on. Michael is okay. That's why he didn't participate in the interview, because of a connection issue. So I want to make sure that people don't think that anything is wrong. So we'll try to reconnect with Michael.
I'm good.
There you go. You're here. Michael, it's a pleasure to have you back.
The cable just, the internet just went off in the house.
People already writing in saying that without you there, one of the great interviews in the history of the show.
It was
really
good. I don't know how much you were able to catch of it, Michael, but we should really – I wanted to assess and talk about it further, but I'm sure you just heard the news about Sean Payton testing positive for COVID-19. So that's something that obviously is a talking point. So All right, we got our bearings back. Everything seems to be fine. We'll move forward with the show, the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Michael Kay, Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg on the Kay Show on Yes and 98.7 ESPN New York.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.